Kelly Girardi was the 90th woman to fly to space, she is also a mom who has been open about her struggles with infertility. On social media, where she has more than 2 million followers, she has created a community for people who have also experienced that sort of heartbreak. Danica Panetta has more on her journey.
As a payload specialist on a Virgin Galactic research flight in 2023, Kelly Girardi conducted in-flight experiments. In a viral video, she waves out the window of her spacecraft to her daughter, back on Earth.
Hi, Delta.
After struggling to get pregnant, Delta was Girardi's miracle baby.
We had Delta, and in the years that followed, we have had multiple miscarriages. So to date, I've been pregnant 5 times with only Delta as my child, and so it's been a rough journey.
Girardi struggles with secondary infertility. After years of trying to conceive again and a lot of research, Girardi and her family have turned to in vitro fertilization, or IVF. It's a process where eggs are extracted from the ovaries and fertilized in a lab. And Girardi shares every aspect of this process with her millions of followers.
There were so many highs and lows just within the process. The egg retrieval was my first time going through it, and I think I was just a little bit emotionally unprepared.
Only one viable embryo came from Girardi's first round of IVF, which resulted in a successful pregnancy that she wasn't afraid to celebrate, even in its early stages. In February, the day before her 36th birthday, Girardi attended one final ultrasound.
I went into my graduation appointment, or what was supposed to be my graduation from my IVF clinic at that 9-week checkup. In that appointment, was just shattered to hear my doctor and the nurses in the room tell me that there was no heartbeat.
But Girardi's not giving up. After taking time to heal, she decided she was ready to try again. Girardi grew up as an only child, and she's always known that she wanted siblings for her daughter, Delta Victoria, who's named after the rocket science term Delta V, representing change in velocity.
Her name is, in the most loving way, a very deeply nerdy reference to, you know, our family's love of space and science. My mom loves the song Delta Dawn.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by?
She did represent, you know, a major change in our life as a family, and a beautiful new chapter that we had been so looking forward to.
Today, 3 faded white roses sit on Girardi's kitchen counter. They're embodiments of hope, each representing a viable embryo from her latest round of IVF.
Nothing is ever guaranteed in IVF. I'm not unaware that it is a distinct possibility that either the same thing happens again, which would be equally devastating, whatever it may be. I know the risks, and I know that nothing is a given, and yet I'm still allowing myself to exist in this level of hope and joy and enthusiasm and optimism.
Girardi has a second space mission scheduled for 2026. Those 3 embryos are set to be frozen, and when the time is right, she'll attempt another transfer. Danica Panetta, NPR News.